feet on the moon.
奉主圣名，我们继续查考这个题目。身披日头，脚踏月亮。
Just now we mentioned, the woman refers to the members, believers, the church.
我们刚才有讲到说，这个妇女就代表着我们基督教会的信徒。
And the sun, of course, refers to the Almighty God.
那这个日头就好比是我们的全能的神。
Being put on with the sun, clothed with the sun, means we are put on Christ after water baptism.
那在披肩这个日头的意思就是说，受过洗，披戴基督。
From then on, we must continue to keep, make sure, this sun is with us.
所以在受洗以后，我们要继续的这个披戴这个日头知道说这日头与我们同在。
Because if we do not keep this on constantly, then we might be clothed with someone else.
那我们不是一直的披戴这个日头，也许我们是披戴着别件衣服。
That someone else could be satanic power.
那这个别件衣服也许是这个撒旦的这个能力。
This is very serious.
所以这是非常严肃的。
We need to ask God to help us.
我们需要求神帮助我们。
After we put on the sun.
在我们披戴日头以后
，Let's come to chapter 12, verse 1.
我们再看启示录第十二章第一节。
Our feet must be on the moon.
所以我们的脚必须要踏着这个月亮。
Feet on the moon, has many teachings.
这脚踏月亮有很多的教训。
And first of all, you see, we could understand we can be considered as the moon. The Bible tells us.
首先我们可以知道说，圣经上教导我们。我们也是好比这个月亮。
Feet on the moon, that means we associate with the moon. We associate with the moon.
所以是脚踏月亮的意思是说，我们跟这个月亮是有关系的。
We are even like the moon.
甚至我们就好比这个月亮。
And actually, Song of Songs tells us.
在这个雅歌书讲到。
Chapter 6, right?
第六节。
Verse 10.
第六章第十节。
Chapter 6, verse 10, oh.
第六章第十节。
Song of Songs chapter 6 verse 10 it tells us.
在这个雅各书告诉我们，第六章第十节。
We are, you know, read that verse.
第六章第十节，第十节，那向外观看，如晨光发现，美丽如月亮，皎洁如日头，威武的如。展开其军队的是谁呢？
This is very beautifully described.
所以这是非常美丽的叙述者。
Fair as the moon.
就好比说这个美丽如月亮。
Clear as the sun.
皎洁如日头。
Awesome as an army with banners.
所以这是威武的如展相的骑军。这是讲到谁？
Of course, this is the TJC members.
当然，这是真耶稣教会的信徒。
So we are considered by God as the moon.
所以在神的眼里，我们看起来是好比月亮。
So fit on the moon, the first thing we can learn is the Bible tells us we should be like the moon.
所以脚踏月亮，第一个教训我们可以学习到的就是我们就好比是月亮。
What does it mean?
所以这是什么意思
？Look at the moon.
我们看这个月亮。
The moon doesn't shine or reflect, doesn't shine itself.
那这月亮不会发光也不会自己发光。
Only because of sunlight that the moon is able to reflect the light of the sun.
那因为借着这个日光太阳所以这个月亮会反射发光。
So this first teaching is very clear. We are nobody without the Lord Jesus Christ, without the Almighty God.
所以第一个教训我们知道，我们是没有什么的若不是借着这个全能的神。
Just like the moon without the sunlight is useless.
就好比说月亮没有这个太阳也是无用的。
Could not reflect light.
必须要借着这个太阳发光。
Cannot reflect light without the sun. Cannot.
那是月亮没有办法借着太阳去来发光。
Without the sun.
没有这个日头。
Without the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果没有我们主耶稣。
We are also cannot shine.
那我们也没有办法发光。
We cannot do anything.
我们也没办法做什么。
This tells us we need to humble ourselves.
所以意思告诉我们，我们就是必须要谦卑我们自己。
Everything that we have achieved in this world up to now.
那在我们在这个世界上所成就的一切到现在。
We have to remember.
我们必须要记得。
Everything is from God.
任何的一件事情所给我们
的。Because of God that we are able to do this and do that.
因为神，我们可以做这个做那个。
But sometimes we tend to forget
grace
of God.
忘记去赞美神。
神的恩典 grace.
忘记去忘记了神的恩典。
We tend to forget, right?
我们有时候忘记了神的恩典。
We always, if you're not careful, then we think, you see, because of my two hands.
那如果我们不小心，我们会觉得说是我们自己的双手所做的。
Because of my effort.
因为我们自己的能力。
Because I really try my best.
因为我自己做我最好的。
That's why I've got.This and that.
所以我们有了神。
所以我拥有这个，拥有那个。
所以我们拥有这个，拥有那个。
Because of my own doing.
我们觉得是我们自己做的。
This is right or wrong?
这个是正确的还是错的呢
？Of course, it is incorrect.
当然这是错的。
Many people in the world who do not take God as their God.
那在这世界很多人不认为神是他们的神。
And yet.They utilize the resources of God all the time, every day, every second.
但是他们却用每一个时刻用神所创造的物来享用着。
And yet God still loves them.
但是神还是爱着他们。
Hopefully one day they can be clothed with the sun.
希望他们有一天也能够披戴日头。
So that one day they can come to the truth, Jesus Church in the end time.
那在末世他们也能够得到真理来到真实教会。
That is God's wish, God's anticipation.
这是神所要做的，神的盼望。
期望。Okay, now we are the moon.
所以我们就是这个月亮。
So that tells us, without God, we cannot be anybody in the world.
所以告诉我们，如果没有神，我们在这个世界上
，Look at one verse in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 14.
请看以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 14.
十六章第十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 16,
以西结书第十六章
verse 14.
Your
fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor which I had bestowed on you, says the Lord God.
以西结书十六章十四节，你美貌的名声传在列邦中。你十分美貌，是因我加在你身上的威荣，这是主神说的。
This is very true.
这是非常
真的。The Israelites at one point in their history were very, very prosperous.
真的道理，但是在这个以色列人在他们之前曾经是非常的。
At one point in their history,
在他们的历史的之前的一刻他们是非常受到神的赐福的。
God gave them a lot of.
神给予他们很多神的福气。
And here Ezekiel says the beauty from the Lord.
所以在以西结书这边讲说，这是神给他们的这个
美貌。Your beauty is through the splendor of the Almighty God.
所以他们的美貌是借着在神上的这个威荣。
Especially in the time of King Solomon, for example.
特别是在这所罗门时代。
The greatest, the wisest king in the world at the time.
最有智慧、最有威荣的这个王，在那个时候。
And the most prosperous king, nation among all the nations of the world at the time.
在这个全国当中，他是最繁荣的一个王国。
But here, the Lord Almighty reminded them.
但是在这边，神却提醒他们。
Everything is from the Almighty God.
所以每一件事情都是从神所给他们。
In the eyes of people, you are so beautiful.
在人的眼里看起来你是美丽的。
So powerful.
非常有能力的
so wise
非常有智慧的
it's not true everything was from God
是不是每一件都是从神而来的呢
His wisdom is not from God
他的智慧是从神而来的
and God said so clearly
那神是非常清楚的
because you did not pray for other things apart from wisdom so I will add on to you all the things of the world
那神说你只是为这个智慧而祷告所以神要赐福给你
Because you were not greedy for material things.
所以你没有为这个属世的物质吸引。
Oh, therefore God said, I'll give you as well everything that you need in this world.
那神就给予他在世界上一切所有。
This is true.
这是真理。
For us today as well.
对我们今天也是一样。
You have to recognize we are only the moon, the moon.
所以我们必须要了解我们只是月亮。
Do not think.Everything that we have attained to today is because of our own doing.
不要想说我们每一件事想要去做的都是我们自己的意思。
不是我们的道路, not our power or our working, you know. I've got 10 properties in the world.
或者是, 不是因为我的工作我所赚到的, 所以我在, 世界上有, 有10个, 房地产。
Oh, I've got beautiful, you know, all kinds of material things in the world.
或者是我在这世界上有很多美丽的这个物质的,
I've got a lot of education, I'm highly educated.
或者是很多的学问, 知识。
But remember,
但是我们却记得,
these are from the Lord.
这都是从神所给我们的。
We are only the moon.
我们只是月亮。
The light of the moon is from the sun.
所以从月亮所发出的光是从这个日头所反照出来的。
Our beauty is from the splendor of the Lord.
所以我们的美丽是从神的威荣所反照出来的。
If you can recognize this,
若我们能够了解这一点,
we can continue to be clothed with the sun.
所以我们就能够继续的披戴日头。
Another very beautiful verse, I think it's in Psalms verse 90. Huh?
另外一节是非常美丽的经节，在诗篇 90篇。
Verse 17. Huh?
第十七节。
Psalms 90 verse 17.
诗篇90篇第十七节。
And let the beauty of the Lord, beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
诗篇90篇第十七节，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们的身上，荣美，愿你建立我们的所做的工，我们所做的工，愿你建立。
Today, sometimes we can be powerful workers in the church.
今天也许我们在教会是一个很有能力的一个工人。
But remember, this beauty is from the Lord.
但是我们却要知道，了解这个美，荣美是从神而来的。
It's the beauty of the Almighty God which is given to us to establish the work of our hands.
那因为是神的荣美归于我们身上，所以我们能够，所做出的工。
Establish the work of our hands.
来建立我们手上所做的工。
These hands. Are used by God.
所以我们的双手是被神所用。
Not because we are so powerful ourselves.
而不是因为我们自己非常有能力。
Very often, God's workers has got to perform mighty tasks before the eyes of people.
那很多神的工人在人的面前。Very
often,
时常有神的工人在人的面前行出很多美好的工作。
Prayer, sickness is healed instantly.
有些人祷告，有些人就马上得到医治。
After water baptism, crippled people can walk from water.
那在有些人洗礼以后，
to the land.
那这个就是瘸腿的能够再一次的在路上行走。
And at this time, we've got to be very careful.
所以那这个时候我们必须要非常小心注意。
This beauty is not our own doing.
那这个美丽不是我们自己所做的。
If Canongo Park Church is going to grow within a few years, mightily, remember, this is God works.
那若在可能是在教会在几年当中。 会大大的成长，但是我们必须要记着，这是神所做的工。
Then you can see the church can grow even much faster.
那这样我们就会看到这个教会更一步的在成长，更好。
If we are gifted.
若我们是有这个恩赐。
Everybody is gifted in different ways.
那每一个人都是在有各种不同的恩赐。
It is not easy for a person to receive all the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那不是一个人得到这个圣灵所一切的恩赐是不简单的。
God will not normally give all the gifts to one person.
神不会给一切。Not normally.
Okay. 一般来说。
一般来说，不会，一个人不会得到每一个的恩赐。God
will give different gifts to different people.
那神会给恩赐给不同的人。So
everyone with different gifts working together to prosper the church.
那每一个人有不同神的恩赐，来一起的工作，来使教会能够兴旺。So
this is something we have to bear in mind.
所以我们要记住这一点。So
that we do not become arrogant or proud in our service and our life to the Lord.
所以我们在服事神的当中，才不会骄傲自大。Our
achievements of the world is from God. Remember.
所以我们在属世的一切所得的成就，都是从神而来的。
Beautiful works for the Lord is established by the beauty of the hands of God, or not our own hands.
那我们在属世上所做美丽的工，都是由神。 所帮助我们的双手能够做出来的。
With this kind of recognition,
我们必须要了解这一点。
With this kind of recognition, then we can be blessed all the more.
所以若我们有这种的认知，所以我们就会更被神所赐福。
This is wonderful.
这是非常美好的。
This is the first thing we have to bear in mind. We're going to talk about the moon.
所以我们讲到这个月亮这个道理，所以这是我们
首先要了解的。The second thing we can learn from the moon, feet on the moon.
所以第二点，我们能够从这个脚踏月亮所学习到的教训是
，It's interesting to think about the moon. You know, constantly being lit half of the moon.
所以我们知道这月亮是非常有趣的，去了解。
The moon is constantly half bright, half dark.
那这月亮是时常是一半是有光，一半是黑暗的。
不是时常 ，all the times, all the times, 哦。
常常。
哎。Is not true? If you know that, you know, this is common sense, common knowledge.
这是一个非常普遍的知识。
The sun shines, and then half the moon is lit.
那这个月亮有这个日光，那这个太阳有日光，但是月亮有一半的这个光。
一半被照耀光了。Half of it is lit all the time, right?
Okay, 一半被照耀光。
Constantly.
时常是这样。
And what does it mean?
那这个是到底是什么
意思？ So that means we can think of the moon as being dark and being light,
那我们可以知道说这个月亮，有时候这个月亮是有光的，也有黑暗的。
But the feet on the moon doesn't say whether it is on the dark, on the light,
那这脚踏月亮没有讲到说脚是踏日光呢，还是踏在黑暗当中
？It should be both must be included.
也许是就是说
，Not 也许 ，It must be.
那是一定是就是
包括两边，
包括两边。
One is the darkness.
所以一边是黑暗。
We step on the moon, the dark side of the moon. What does it mean?
所以踩在这个黑暗的这个一面是什么意思
？It means we can overcome darkness.
所以。
That means we can overcome darkness.
这意思是说，我们可以胜过这黑暗。
Is it not the desire of God of us?
那这就是神所要我们所做的。
难道不是吗 ？Of course it is.
难道不是吗？
当然 ，Of course it is God's desire.
当然是神要我们所做的。
He wants us to overcome darkness in the world.
那神要我们来胜过一切黑暗。
After we have been clothed with the sun.
那在我们身披日光以后
，That means we have been baptized into the true church.
这意思说我们要在真主教会受洗。
We are still in this dark world.
那我们还是在这个属黑暗的世界当中。
But this darkness must be under our feet.
那但是这个黑暗必须要在我们的脚之下。
That means according to the Bible, control.
所以在圣经上的解释的意思就是说我们要控制。
God said everything is under His feet. That means He is always victorious.
那这神说。一切都是在他脚下，就是过着一个得胜的生活。
That means he is victorious. He is victorious.
他是一个得胜的一个。
So our feet must be above on this darkness. That means controlling darkness in our life.
那这意思说我们的脚要在这个黑暗之上，能够控制这个黑暗。
That means we are not defeated by darkness.
所以我们就不是被黑暗所胜过。
Darkness means Satanic work, satanic power, of course.
那意思就是说，这个撒旦的这个能力跟工作。
If we can truly clothe with the sun.
那如果我们真的是身披日光。
Then we can overcome our sins.
那我们就能够真正的能够胜过我们的罪恶。
As we mentioned earlier on, we're surrounded by a lot of temptations.
我们之前有讲到说有我们是在这个很多的这个试探的周围。
If we truly put on the sun.
那我们真正若是真的身披戴日光，
then we can truly overcome satanic power.
披戴日头，我们就能够真正的胜过这个撒旦的这个试探。
This is our goal in life.
这就是我们生活当中的目标。
If we cannot overcome darkness,
那若我们没有办法胜过这个黑暗
，we cannot enter the kingdom of God eventually.
我们就没有办法进入这个神的国
，and our service to the Lord will be to no avail.
那我们对神所做的工就枉然了。
That is very sad.
就是非常可怜的。
The Bible tells us the whole world is under the sway of Satan, the devil.
那圣经告诉我们，这世界上是由这个撒旦来掌管的。
But we must overcome Satan.
但是我们却要胜过这个撒旦。
We must overcome darkness.
我们要胜过这个黑暗。
Our feet must be able to overcome, this dark side of the moon.
那我们的脚必须要胜过这个月亮这个黑暗的一面。
If we can do this,
若我们可以这样做
，we can walk in the light.
我们就能够在这个光当中行走。
We can walk on the good side of the moon.
我们就可以行走在这个月光月亮的好的一面。
In other words, if we can overcome sins.
这意思说，若我们能够胜过我们的罪
，if we can overcome our weaknesses.
那我们能够胜过我们的软弱
，if we can overcome Satan.
那我们能够胜过这撒旦
，that means we can overcome death.
这意思说我们能够胜过死亡。
Then we are in the light.
这时候我们就在光当中。
Everything that we do will please God.
所以我们所做的一切都能够讨神喜欢。
This is the light from God.
这就是神所来的光。
Because we cannot shine ourselves.
因为我们自己本身没有办法发光。
If we can do something for God.
若我们能为神做事。
It is because of God's power.
是因为神的能力。
If we can overcome our sins.
若我们能够胜过我们的罪。
It is because of God's power.Mercy and His love and His power.
那是因为神的爱、神的怜悯跟神的能力。
So if we think about this,
若我们这样想
，if we cannot overcome sins,
若我们没办法胜过我们的罪
，how can we shine for the Lord?
那我们如何能够为神而发光
？Feet on the light side of the moon mean we can shine for the Lord.
那我们的脚若站在这个光的这一面
，if we're not cultivated enough,
我们为神发光。若我们没有灵修
，how can we do God's work?
灵修不够。
A person who is not properly cultivated.
那我们如何能够做神的工？若一个人灵修不够
，and he begins to do God's work.
若他开始做神的工
，and then he would cause a lot of problems to the church.
也许会对教会造成很多的问题。
And he would not be doing something good to himself.
也许他会对自己也造成很多的问题。
That is very sad.
这是非常可惜的。
Cloth with the sun.
所以我们要身披日光。
Feet on the moon.
脚踏月亮。
Means we can, by God's power, can do good works for Him and lead a holy life.
意思说，借着神的能力，我们能够做好的工，好的工作。
If we can do this,
过着一个圣洁的
生活。Let's come back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 1.
如果我们能够这样做，我们请看启示录。
What will be the result?
那这结果是如何？
Last part of the verse tells us.
那在第一节的最后边讲到。
And on her head a garland of 12 stars.
头戴十二个星的冠冕。
In other words, if we can be clothed with the sun, feet on the moon, then we can be victorious.
意思说，若一个人能够身披日光，脚踏月亮，我们就能够得到这个冠冕。
Stars here actually refers to victory or glory.
Star.这个星代表说这个战成功战胜的意思
victory,
战胜的意思
or glory, 荣耀
得到荣耀的意思
This is very important
这是非常重要的
If we are not victorious
若我们不是没有战胜
Then we are not leading a life worthy of the Lord after we are put on the sun
所以那在我们披戴这日光以后所过的这个生活就不配了。
12 of course means complete.
那这十二的意思代表的意思就是完全。
In the Bible, very often, especially in Revelation, God uses numbers that were understood clearly by the Jews.
那在这启示录圣经上讲的这个数字号码那也是犹太人从犹太人所了解的这个意思。
To them, there are specific numbers which are called perfect numbers.
今天有一些特别的这个。
To them. To the Jews.
对这个犹太人来讲这有些这些数字这个
完全的数
完全的数字
完全的数 It means perfection
这意思是说是完全的意思
If you got time you look at all the numbers everyone you know, is very interesting some of the numbers are very specific
那有些 的这个数字看是有它的意思是特别的意思
7 is a perfect number for example
那这个12跟7是这个完全的这个数字
Some are just the same with this notion of being perfect
这就是说
其他的数目也是一样
其他的数字也是完全的意思
So, if we can be clothed with the sun
那若我们能够身披这日光
Feet on the moon
脚踏月亮
Recognizing we are useless
知道说我们是 无用的
Overcoming darkness
胜过这个黑暗
Walking in the light
在这个光当中行走
For sure we can be victorious
那我们就一定非常的确定
And this victory is not partial
那这个得胜不是一部分的
It is complete
是完全的。
It says 12 stars. stars.
是因为这边有十二个星。
12 means perfection, no?
十二意思就是说完全的意思。
There's a verse in Zechariah chapter 9. It's a very good reference.
那在这个撒加利亚书第九章。
Zechariah chapter 9.
撒加利亚书第九章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 16 is a good verse to accompany this 12 garland of stars.
所以在撒加利亚书第九章第十六节讲到对这个十二个星的意思非常相称。
The Lord your God will save them in that day as the flock of His people, for they shall be like the jewels of a crown lifted up, a banner over His land.
撒加利亚书第九章第十六节，当那日神他们的神必看他们的名如群羊，拯救他们，因为他们必像冠冕上的宝石，高举在他的地以上。
These jewels of a crown actually similar to the 12 stars on the head of the woman in Revelation chapter 12.
所以这冠冕上的宝石代表着在启示录的这个妇女所戴的这个星。
That means victory.
这意思是说得胜的意思。
Especially as it says in verse 16, Zechariah chapter 9.Banner over his land means victory.
讲到说高举在他的地以上，这意思说
banner
啊，拯救
banner
啊，旌旗
旌
旗
that means victory. 所以 stars means victory.
所以这个星代表说是得胜的意思
glory
代表荣耀的意思
So if we can truly be clothed with the sun,
如果我们能够真的披戴着日光
fit on the moon.
脚踏月亮
，For sure, we will lead a victorious life.
我们一定能够做活这个得胜的生活。
How wonderful!
这是多么美好的。
There are many TJC members who are victorious in their life.
那在这个真耶稣教会，很多信徒都是过着得胜的生活。
You must have seen many.
我们也许看到很多。
Really, it's very joyful to see many of these brothers and sisters victoriously, you know, working, living in this world, and then called to rest by God in peace.
那我们看到教会很多的信徒，在生活当中过着得胜的生活。
And then called to rest by, and not to peace by God is joyful.
然后被
神呼召安息了 ，rest。
被神呼召安息了。
非常宝贵啊 ，very precious。
非常的宝贵。
My father, I think is one of them. I believe.
我的父亲是其中一个。
Because before he came to Trinity Church.
在他来到真耶稣教会之前。
He was a smoker, strong smoker.
他是一个时常在抽烟的一个人。
At least about 40 years of smoking.
至少四十多年他都在抽烟。
And then he believed in the Lord Jesus.
在他信主以后。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他得到圣灵。
He became a deacon.
他成为一个教会的执事。
For the rest of his life, maybe about I don't know 30, 40 years.
那在他以后的生活当中，差不多三十四十多年。
三十四年了 ，and he devoted himself very much to the Lord's work.
他就对神的工就贡献他自己。
He himself was a kind of is a doctor. He helped a lot of people, you know, free of charge.
那他自己本身是医生，有时候帮助很多人都免费的医治他们。
One of London, sister said to me.Oh, your father helped me a lot without charge.
那我在伦敦的时候，有些人跟我
有个姐妹
跟我讲，说你的父亲帮助我都免费的，都没有收费。
I said, Oh, I say, thank God.
我说感谢神。
You see, when one of your family members loves God so much, you feel very good, very comforted.
你的家人其中一个知道说非常很爱主
，love God very much, huh? You will be much comforted.
我们会得到非常的安慰。
Is that true?
这不是真的吗
？You look around. Your wife is working very hard for God.
那你说看你的周围，你的妻子为神努力的做工。
You should say, thank God.
那你心里就想说
，Pray for her to do more.
感谢神为她再多祷告，她可以做的更多。
If you are truly clothed the sun, fit on the moon.
那你如果是真的身披这个日光，脚踏月亮
，You would let her be also crowned with the 12 stars.
你也会让她能够在这个十二个星上得到冠冕，
头上得到十二冠冕的星This is wonderful, isn't it?
那这是非常美好的。
So when my father passed away,
当我的父亲过世了以后
，I tell you about 60 More than 60 children and descendants of his are gathered around him.
那有他有差不多六十个他的这个孙女家人。
Children 儿女子孙。
儿女子孙都在。
More than 60。
六十多位的儿女子孙都在他的周围。
At that time, there were 200 or 300 people from the church.
那在那个时候，教会有差不多200到300个信徒。
To me, and to many of our relatives, we were joyful. You know, we're not sad. At least not sad during the funeral. Not sad.
那我们跟我们现在的亲戚当中，是非常的喜乐，但是却不是非常的。
不是非常喜乐，至少不会吃得伤心了。Not sad 啊。
就没有那么的伤心。
不会伤心。
不会伤心。
Why？
为什么
？A victorious person is called to rest.
啊，那因为一个得胜的一个人啊，被神所召去。
This is wonderful.
啊，这是非常美好的。
I tell you what, some of his grandchildren actually touched his body physically.Dead body.
那有些他的子孙啊，有去触碰他的这个死去的这个身体。
As if just like you're still alive. As if.
感觉他好像还是活着。
That kind of atmosphere is difficult to disappear, you know, from my life anyway.
在那样的那种情况啊，在我的生命当中啊，非常难的去去不去再没有。
忘怀。And actually, the doctor said to me.
那实际上，这个医生跟我讲。
If your father did not smoke, he could have lived up to 100 years.
那你的这个父亲若他没有抽烟，也许他会活到100多岁。
Because his mother lived up to 100 years, you see.
啊，因为他的母亲已经活过差不多100多岁。
100岁了。And then because the lungs after 30-40 years of smoking, great portions, many portions have been damaged.
那因为在这个他的这个肺抽烟30到40多年当中啊，有些毁坏。
But when he was young, it's still okay. The good parts of the lungs, actually were able to sustain his life. You see.
那在他年轻的当中，那在他的这个肺有些是好的部分啊，能够在支撑他的生命。
Up to 90 years old is not bad at all.
那在他九十岁以后。
But when he was at that age, of course, the good parts of the lung also became weak.
啊，那在他那个岁数的当中，啊，那在他好部分的这个肺也变成坏了。
So doctor said, he could go home, maybe to live many more years with oxygen constantly. But thank God, God said, no, this is no good, this is suffering. So God took him away.
所以他医生跟他讲说，他可以在他的以后的年数能够用氧气来呼吸来活着，啊，但是神觉得说他太多的痛苦，所以就
don't need this suffering now. You don't need this suffering. Come on, just come back.
那神就
come, return, Shulamite, you know, in Song of Songs.
那就不用再这种受苦，那神就召他回去。
We are not doing Song of Songs, sorry. When we are ready, even the angels want us to come back to him more.
甚至这个天使也是希望他
们。When we are ready, 当我们预备好了。
当我们预备好了。
Return, it is not true.
就再一次的回去，难道不是这是真的吗
？Maybe we can ask a TDB student explain this. Song of Songs.
我们看诗篇，雅各书。
Song of Song chapter 6,
雅各书第六章
verse 13,
第十三节。
This is the voice of the angels.
这是天使所
Song of Song chapter 6 verse 13,
第六章第十三节。
Return, O Shulamite, return that we may look upon you.
所以回来，苏拉米女，你回来，使我能得。
This is talking to the true Jesus Church members who are victorious with a garland of 12 stars.
这是在讲解这个在真耶稣教会的信徒，得胜者，那在他的头上有这个十二个新的冠冕。
This is wonderful.
这是非常美好的。
In the true Jesus Church,
在真耶稣教会
for the past almost 100 years.
在这个一百多年，过去，
那差不多 almost 了。
差不多
TJC, look at all the members who are already perfect and very willing to go back to the Lord, just like angel calling them.
啊，有很多信徒他们已经非常完全，啊，也是等候神在召他们。
You cannot say we wait another how many years when the Lord comes again and then we all will be perfect. No, it's not true because as the years go by, so many members of TJC are perfect. Otherwise, how can they go to heaven?
那我们不能说我们再等几年，神就会再来，我们就得以完全。
不可能，it's not. As time goes by, more and more brothers and sisters are become more and more perfect, and then they can be called to rest by God.
那在神这个时间的过去，人就我们信徒就慢慢的完全，那么他们就会被神所召
送。So for the past almost 100 years, there have been many perfect people.
那在过去这一百年这个当中，在基督教会有很多的这个完全的信徒。
These people are worthy to be called return to see God, of course.
所以这些信徒就是值得神去来召回他们回来回到神那边去。
But what does God say in her chapter 6 verse 13 of Song of Songs?
那神在这个雅各书第六章第十三节所说的是什么
？The last part of verse 13, no, second part.
在这十三节的这个最后，
This is the reply of God.
啊，这是神所说的。
Oh no, come on! What do you want to see in Shunammite, as it were, the dance of the double camp?
啊，你们为何要观看这个苏拉米女像观看这个马赫拿跳舞的呢
？In other words, God says, angels, you want to see this beautiful double camp, and that is.That refers, this does refer to the two armies, you know, during the return of Jacob to his homeland. That is the meaning.
那这个神要这个这个天使所要看的这个就是当这个
问他，你要看这个吗？
你要看这个吗？
To see what?
那要看什么
？The double camps. 两，就是。两个军队啊 ，double two armies，
两个军队。Hey,
that was true, isn't it? During the return of Jacob, you know, to his homeland after many years with, you know, his uncle, right?
那在雅各在一次回去他的这个家乡的这个当中，就有两队军队。
Genesis chapter 32 very clear, right?
那在这个创世纪所记载的非常
清楚。One army is the angels accompanying him going home.
那一个军队是这个
天使
的军队。
He saw the angels.
他看到天使。
And the other army is called, of course, it's Jacob and his descendants are also considered as an army.
那另外一个军队就是这个雅各他们的军队跟他的后裔。
他的后裔，他的子孙就是今天了哦。And these two actually is double camps. That's why he called that place Mahanaim. That means two armies.
那所以这个两个军队是在那个时候，所以叫做苏拉米。
他称他们 ，no. Mahanaim. What does it mean then?
所以这是什么意思
？That means haha victory.
那这个意思就是说得胜的意思。
So if we want to.Be truly victorious.
那你如果真的要得胜
，we must make sure we are ready to be called worthy to be called to return to God.
那所以我们要确定我们自己是能够配得神所在
天使邀请我们回家，
邀请我们回家
啊，天使邀请嘛哦 ，in verse 13 哦 ，but God said not ready yet. Good, but don't go home yet. There's still got much work to do.
那神说还有很多的工作要做。
We cannot say, I want to go home after I have cultivated, I prayed a lot, I'm holy, I'm perfect, I want to go home, but I don't want to do work. No, that is not God's will.
那我们不能说，我做很多工，我祷告很多，所以我现在
已经完全了，
已经完全要回去了。
我可以回去，但是工作还没做完。
工作还没做完。
So what do we need to do then?
那我们需要做什么
？Angels want us to go back home.
那这个天使要我们回去。
Now, angels also involved in God's salvation plan, you know.We all know this, yeah.
那这个天使也是在这个神的这个救恩的计划当中
参与这个计划，also involved.
是参与。
But God said, no, not yet. There's still got much work to do.
那神说还不到时间，有很多的。
What work?
事要做，有那什么事要做
？To be pregnant.
要先怀孕。
Come back to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
We cannot go home if we are not pregnant and we don't give birth.
那我们如果我们还没有怀孕，如果还没有生产，就还不能再回，还不能回去回天家。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth.
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中，疼痛呼叫。
So Revelation chapter 12 verse 1, you can see John saw this woman clothed with the sun, feet on the moon, and 12 stars on his head, on her head.
那在启示录第十二章第一节，约翰看到这个异象，就是这身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴着这十二星的冠冕。
But then he looked clearly.
然后他再清楚的再看。
Ah, this woman is pregnant.
这个妇女她怀孕了。
If it's a child.
她有怀孕了一个孩子。
What does it mean?
那这是什么意思
？And she cried out in labor, in pain.To give birth, not yet, not giving birth yet, but try to, you know, give birth in pain and in labor.
那这个妇女就在这个试着还没有生出小孩之前，生产的艰难的中痛苦呼叫。
Because only in verse 3, she gave birth. Verse 2, not yet.
那因为在第三节，她就生出了这个孩子。那在第二节还没有生出来。
I think it was 3 or was at least not in verse 3. Definitely not in verse 2. It's not giving birth yet, huh?
在第二节，她还没有生出这个孩子。
Only conceived, a child was with her.
只有怀了这个怀孕怀了这个孩子。
Imagine this woman with a son, feet on the moon, and is pregnant.
那如果我们来想说，这个妇女是身披这日头，脚踏月亮，然后又怀孕着。
What does it tell us?
那这是告诉我们什么意思
？Look at what Paul tells us.
那我们来看保罗所。
Galatians chapter 4。
启示录不是Galatians，加拉太书第四章。
Verse 19。
第十九节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 19。
加拉太书第四章第十九节。
Galatians 4 verse 19。
加拉太书第四章第十九节。
We're trying to dissect this chapter Revelation for during this convocation.
那我们在这次灵恩会当中，我们会来查考这个分析这个启示录，
十二章。So Paul in Revelation in Galatians chapter 4 verse 19 tells us, "My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you."
那四章第十九节，我的小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，
直到
基督成形在你们的心里。
What does Paul tell us?
那保罗要告诉我们的是什么意思
？We know Paul has said many times, "I have given birth to you. I have given birth to you through the gospel, right?"
那我们知道保罗对他众信徒讲很多次，他为了这个福音而生出他们。
I have given birth to you, 为你生产。
为你生产。
That means God, Paul has preached to them the gospel, be born again. That is spiritual birth.
那这意思说保罗传这个福音给他们。他们属灵上生出就重生。
That's through water baptism.
那是借着这个洗礼。
But this is very clear in the Pauline letters, yeah. Given birth spiritually means to bring people to be baptized in the true Jesus Church in their sense.
属灵上这个出生的意思是说在这个现今
生产。
生产
means
意思是说现今在这个教会受洗。
But here.The woman that we saw was pregnant, but crying in labor in pain.
在这边这个妇女她怀孕。
12 verse 2 huh? In Revelation huh?
却是这种，却是在痛苦的在这个艰难当中呼叫。
A church, a woman now is going to give birth.
那这个时候在教会一个妇女她要生产。
Canonical Park is just like this woman.
那这个可能在教会就好比说这个妇女
，must be pregnant，
必须要怀孕
，so that more children will be born，
所以更多的小孩会出生。
Actually, everybody must conceive。
实际上每一个人都必须要怀孕。
That means we must have a truth seeker all the time with us。
那意思说我们时常都是要有慕道者。
Everybody has got a truth seeker to preach to。
每一个人都是要去传。
That means everyone is pregnant.
福音给慕道者，就是说每一个人都怀孕了。
But can that person be born?
那这个人能够生产吗？
And that person can it be born in, by the woman? In other words, can we bring the truth seeker eventually to be baptized, born again, to become a TJC member?
那这个人可以带这个慕道者，他最后能够受洗，能够再一次的重生吗？
This is what we need to think about.
这是我们所要思想的。
But this is not easy work.
那这是不是一个很简单的
工作？ Because this is crying, laboring in pain, trying to give birth.
那这就好比说一个怀孕者怀孕的妇女，那她要在生产当中要生出这个小孩。
Painful.
非常的。
Bringing a truth seeker to the church to be born again is a lengthy, sometimes can be.Painful process.
是一个非常艰难痛苦的。带一个慕道者，他最后能够受洗，是一个非常艰难痛苦的一段。
Very often it's very difficult.
那时常是非常的艰苦的工作。
Sometimes maybe relatively easy.
有时候是非常也许是简单的。
But most of the time it is laboring in pain, crying in pain.
那在大部分的这个工作当中都是在生产当中艰难的这个痛苦。
Not easy.But it can be done.
是不简单的，但是能够完成。
So this tells us we need to preach.
所以这是告诉我们，我们必须要去
传福音。We need to go out to preach to more people.
我们必须要出去传更多的
福音给别人。The church must conceive.
教会必须要生产，必须要怀孕。
So that we can, the church can give birth to many more people.
那这教会才能够生产更多的。更多人。
That means more and more people to be baptized.
意思说更多人能够受洗。
But Paul said this is not easy.
那保罗说这是不简单的。
He said, I labor in birth again for you, again. That means being baptized two times? No, no, it's not that the meaning.
所以保罗说他再一次的怀孕生产为你们。
难道是第二次在洗礼吗？
这是第二次在洗礼吗？
Of course, it's not true.
那当然这不是真的。
So what does he say then?
那他的意思到底是什么？
What he means is very clear.
那他的意思是其实非常清楚的。
Before baptism,
那在这个受洗之
前 much work must be done so that a person is born spiritually.
那很多一个人在属灵上在重生必须要做很多的工作。
After baptism,
那在这个受洗以后
much work got to be continued to make sure he grows and grows and put on the crown of 12 stars, victorious.
那有很多的工作必须要在受洗以后继续的做。然后他才能够在这个十二星戴上这个十二星的冠冕。
And this kind of work is as difficult as at the time of preaching and trying to tell him that a person the ten basic beliefs. This kind of labor, is not easy too.
那这种的工作就好比说在这个一个人还没有信主之前所教导他们的这个十大教义的一样的这个。艰难的工作。
In other words, Paul is talking about before baptism, after baptism, I continue to serve you until what time?
那换句话说，保罗说，在一个人受洗之前跟之后，我是继续的为你们工作，一直到什么时候
？Until Christ is formed in you, is formed in you.
一直到主耶稣在你的
Until you are like Jesus.
心灵当中形成基督叫你。形成像这个基督
Until you are like God.
你好比像神的样式。
It's what Jesus says.
就是主耶稣所说的。
We must be as perfect as the heavenly Father, and last, otherwise we cannot go to heaven.
那我们必须要像天父一样完全。
不然的话不会进天国。
不然的话就没办法进天国。
But this is not easy.
那这是不简单的工作。
But it's possible.
那但是可能的。
Otherwise we cannot go to heaven.
如果我们没有这样做，就没办法进天国。
If we cannot be perfect, we cannot go to heaven.
我们没有办法完全就没有办法进天国。
It's possible to be perfect.
那我们完全是可能的。
Because it's not our own doing. 不是我们自己的工作。
不是我们自己的工作。
We are only the moon.
我们只是月亮。
It's the Lord, the sun, which is shining upon us.
是因为这个太阳的这个光。
But if we can be victorious in our life.
我们如果能够在我们生活当中得胜。
In our behaviors.
在我们的行为当中。
Just like victoriously.Having the 12 stars on our heads.
就好比这个得胜的这个，好比这个十二个星戴在我们头上的冠冕。
Then we can really give birth to many more people.
这个时候我们就能够使更多人能够生产，能够得生。
我们可以生产更 多的人，不是很简单吗？啊，it is spiritual, of course.
那当然是在属灵上。
Because everybody, including the brothers, all must give birth.
那每一个人甚至这个弟兄都必须要生产。
That is spiritual.
那是在属灵上。
Otherwise, Paul would have said, "I have given birth to you."
那要不然保罗不会这样讲，说我为你生产。
So this church is waiting for you and me to give birth.
那这个教会是等候着你来为教会为这些人生产。
Remember, this morning I said there's a church. 5 years ago, 20-something members. Now more than 200 people.
那记不记得今天早上我讲说一个教会之前是20多个信徒。
5 years ago.
5年前。那当然现在是差不多200多位信徒。
Why?
为什么
？The church is organized properly.
那这个教会是非常有组织的。
This church, they have their services from 9:30 until about 1:30. On the Sabbath day.
这教会在安息日从早上9:30开始，一直到下午1:30。
And after that, they actually don't have anything to do.
那在这个完聚会完以后，他们就没有任何事可以做。
Some of them go home, but they don't work. They go home and cook and then relax.
有些人回家，他就煮饭，然后就休息。
But we said, no, this is not the way.
我们想说不是这样，应该不是这样的行程。
So we encourage them.
所以我们就鼓励他。
After you have finished all your services.
那在你聚完会以后。
You can eat together something.
你们可以
一起用点餐嘛哈。
一起吃饭。
And after that, go out to work.
那在吃完饭以后，然后就可以出
去一起
做工。
All the church members are divided into 3 big groups.
那这个整个教会当中，他们分出三组。
All the members are identified to be in different groups, one of the 3 groups.
那在每一组当中，他们就确认他们自己是在哪一组。
So the first group is called preaching group.
那第一组是宣道组。
This group has got many subgroups. 小组啊，再分小组。
然后在这组当中，在之下有分出很多小组。
I mean, when they had about 100 people, when they reached about 100 people.
那当他们一直到有100多位。
So they had about 30 people preaching at the same time.
那差不多有30多位在这个传福音。
Three persons as a group.
Three persons. 3个人一组。
So about 10 groups just preaching, knocking at doors.You know, give out leaflets, preaching groups.
那有这个十组每组有3个人他们这就是宣道组。
敲门。
敲门去
Entering the homes, preaching to them.
然后他们就到每个人家里去去传福音。
And then another big group.
然后有另外一组比较大的一组。
Also in different subgroups.
有分支很多小组。
Three as a group in a group.
三个人一组。
Visiting.
然后去拜访。
Visiting two kinds of people.
然后拜访2种人。
One is truth seekers who come but not very regularly.
第一种人就是一个慕道者他们来到教会但是没有时常来。
The second kind of visiting, you know, target actually is weak members who don't come regularly to the church.
第二组所拜访的就是教会的软弱的信徒没有来没有再
次来教会。So these two kinds of groups will maybe going out.Altogether, 20 groups going out preaching or visiting.
那这
Every Sabbath.
两组差不多分组每一个安息日他们都一组去传福音，一组去拜访信徒。
And then, the big group, who say, I don't know how to preach, I don't know how to do visiting.
那有一组大组比较大的一组就是说，我们
另外一组啦 ，three groups, another group, stay at the church, pray.
另外一组就不知道去传福音，就留在教会祷告。
So a preacher or a brother who can lead them, learning the 10 basic beliefs, praying for the Holy Spirit every Sabbath.
那一个传道者或是教会的弟兄就带领他们祷告每一个安息圣日。
So they have been doing this for 5 years.
所以他们这样做了5年。
From 20-something people today, more than 200 people.
那一直到今天有差不多200多位信徒。
So quick.
非常快的成长。
The last time I saw this church was in October last year.
那这个我是去年10月份的时候去拜访这个教会。
Oh, every time you go, so many truth seekers.
每一次我去都有看到很多的慕道者。
I think Canago Park Church can do the same.
我想可能在教会也可以这样做。
Let's pray in silence.
一起默祷。
Amen. Thank you very much.